Welcome back, everybody, to Amin Yomi, Tirup, Daf Tzadi, Aleph, Amin Aleph, 91A, and we are on the bottom of Daf Tzadi, Amin Beis, by the mission, the beginning of the 10th parak, the first mission in the parak, parak HaMatzniyah. So this mission is going to discuss more about the laws of carrying. So we've discussed many different shiurim for many different items as to how much you're going to be chayiv if you carry out certain types of items. Here we're going to talk about how much you're going to be chayiv even if it's less than those specific amounts, because you have given them a certain amount of importance, so you're going to even be chayiv b'kol shus. Says the Mishnah, Hamatz Niel is Erasov, someone stored a tiny amount of seeds for the purpose of planting, Ula Dugma, or if it was to use as a sample for your store, Vila Rafu, or if it was used for medicinal purposes, Votio b'Shabbos, and you carried it out on Shabbos, chayiv b'kol shus, you're going to be chayiv for carrying any amount, because you were Megaladas, you showed that this amount is important to you, and that's why you're going to be chayiv b'kol Adam. But every other person, meaning anyone who does not set it aside for these purposes, ain chayiv ela shiro. You're only going to be chayiv for the specific amount that you would actually be chayiv for based on its proper shir. Chazar v'yichniso. So let's say someone changed their mind. They initially wanted to use it for planting or something, and then they changed their mind and brought it back into the other rishos. Ainu chayiv ela kishiro. Since you're not using it for that purpose, you're only going to be chayiv for the prescribed amount based on the proper shir and not just necessarily for a kol shus. So the Gemara starts with a textual question on the Mishnah. So lamali l'misnei matznia l'misnei hamotzi l'zeru l'dugma l'rfua chayiv. So the Mishnah started out with Hamatznia, that someone who stored a tiny amount is going to be chayiv b'kolshu if they used it for any of these purposes. Why not just say Hamotzi? Why not just say if you took it out? Why do you have to say if you stored it? So comes the Gemara and brings an answer. Amar Abaye, so what happened was, says Abaye, you initially set aside the seed for planting. Then you forgot why you set it aside. You just left it there. And then on Shabbos, you went ahead and carried this thing out without thinking about the reason why you initially set it aside. So Mahu Ditema Batule Bata Machshavaso. So you might think that since the initial intent was forgotten about, so we can forget about it. It's all null and void, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv b'kol shehu because you didn't have that specific intent when you actually carried it out. So kamash mulan kol osa al das rishona hu osa. So comes the mission, it's coming to teach us by saying hamatznia that when you take something out, it goes by the initial das that you had for it. Even though at the time you weren't thinking you're going to use this to plant, since when you initially set it aside, it was for that purpose, that's going to be enough to make you chayiv b'kol shehu. Now the Gemara comes with a similar idea. Amar Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel Mechayev Hayar Meraf Motzi Chita Achas Lazrias. So Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel that Rabbi Meir used to tell people that you are going to be chayev even for taking out a single kernel of wheat to plant. Ask the Gemara though. Pshita, that's obvious. Kol Shu Tanan. Our Mishnah said you're going to be chayev for any amount. So what's the Chiddush in telling me that you're going to be chayev even for a single kernel of wheat to plant? So answer the Gemara. Mahu Dedema Kol Shu Lefuke Migrogeres Ulio Amadika Kazayis Kamash Malan. So you might have thought that when we said Kol Shu that you're chayev for any amount, that was just coming to exclude the regular shear of a grogeres, of a dried fig. But you'd still need some sort of significant and shear like a kizayis, which is still less than a grogeres, that could be what kolshu really means. Comes the Gemara and says, no, kolshu really means even the smallest quantity is going to make you chayiv. So far from our Gemara, we understood that Abaye says that the basic premise of the Mishnah is that when you subscribe importance to a certain type of item, then you're going to be chayiv b'kolshu. So now we're going to go and discuss different things that come up in terms of the das that you're going to have. So maskev harav yitzlak b'reider of Yudah, ela me'ata chishev l'hotzi kol beso, hachanami do mechayiv ad-mapik l'kuei. So if really you're right, that everything is based on your das, and if you didn't have das for a certain thing, then you're not going to be chayiv for that amount, and whatever it may be, that everything is really based on das, then let's say I had das to take everything from my house from one rishus to the other, and that's my plan. I want to take every single thing from the house, so I shouldn't be chayiv until I take every single thing out. I could take out half my house value, but it's still not going to be enough because it's not what I originally intended to do, so they're not going to be chayiv. So that would be the case if everything's really based on das, and that should be true. But answer the Gemara, no. Hasam batal daito eitzel kol adam. No, over there in that case of the house, at the end of the day, you have to go with what's normal. If everyone would say, if you take out half a house's amount, so even though it's not what you intended to do, that's still considered significant, so that's why you're going to be chayiv. Then the Gemara goes to the next section of the Mishnah. We said the kol adam, but every other person, ein chayiv malav ela kishiro, meaning someone who's not storing it for those specific purposes is going to be chayiv only once you reach the amount that would be significant based on its shear. So we had different seeds based on how many amounts of seeds and based on how much of this, how much of that. So that's really what it would be based on. So says the Gemara, Masnis in the low Kerbishim Ben Elazar. Our Mishnah is clearly not going like Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because our Mishnah makes a distinction between someone who stores it for that purpose and someone who does not care. But Rav Shimon ben Elazar says it's all going to be one chiyuv. What do you mean? Detani, because it's Tana Brisa. Kala Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar said a rule. Kol she'eino kasher latznio ve'ein matznio kamahu v'hukshar lazeh v'yitznio ba'acher v'hotzi niskayiv zeh machshav osozeh. So Rav Shimon ben Elazar says a totally different rule than our Mishnah. He says, let's say someone stores something aside, even if it's not something that normally other people would use to store aside because they don't deem it significant. Since here this person deems it significant, even if someone else then comes and moves that thing that someone else deems significant, they are going to be chayiv because the person who set it aside made it significant. So even if that person themselves does not think it's significant, but he moves it for the other person who does think it's significant, then he's still going to be chayiv. So we see that he's very much against our Mishnah. Now comes the Gemara with some variations of different cases that we mentioned in our Mishnah. So Amar Rav, Amar Rav Nachman, Hoti Kir Grogeres LaAchila. So let's say someone took out a Grogeres for Achila, meaning that's the amount that you're going to normally be chayav for Achila, the amount of a dried fig. V'nimlach Alel Lizria. But then you, before putting it down, you changed your mind and decided you want to actually plant it. There's some fruits that you can plant or eat, so you decided you wanted to plant it after initially thinking you were going to eat it. Inami Lizria V'nimlach Alel Achila, or the other way around, you initially meant to plant it, but then you decided mid-transfer to go ahead and eat it. So chayav, you're going to be chayav in both situations. Ask Gemara, that's obvious. Zil hachal yikashira, zil hachal yikashira. That's obvious because the shear that's needed in order to be chayav for ochlin, for food, is going to be kigrogeres, like the dried fig, and the shear that's needed in order to be chayav for planting is any tiny amount. So of course, if you have the grogeres, then you have the chayav for both of them. Whether you went for food or for planting, you're going to be chayav for both of them. So that's obvious. So what's the chiddush here? What are you trying to teach me that you're going to be chayav? So answer the Gemara, no mahu. So we know in order to be chayav for hotzah, you need to have an akira and a hanacha. You need to pick it up and put it down. So you might have thought that all of that needs to be done with the same intent. So I meant to pick it up to eat. I mean to put it down to eat. And if I changed v'haleka kamash malan, if I changed and did something different, then it would make me not chayiv. So kamash malan, you are still going to be chayiv in that situation. So now comes the Gemara with a set of three questions that also are variations of what we've said in our Mishnah. So Bai Rava Rava asks, Hoti chachi grogeres lizaria. If someone takes out half of a grogeres in order to plant, which would mean that you're going to be chayiv, v'tafcha, and then somehow mid-transfer, it's swells up and becomes bigger like the size of a real grogeres, and then you change your mind in order to go ahead and say, I'm going to eat this. So now you have a grogeres of achila. So mahu, what would be the halacha in this situation? Are you going to be chayev or pater for this transfer? So imtim say lomar, if you're going to say hasam hudu mechayev dezil hacha yikashira vizil hacha yikashira. So if you're going to tell me that the reason you were chayev in that last case of Rav Nachman when you had that full grogeres is because no matter what stage you were at, you always had the full shear, and that's why you're going to be chayev. But hacha here in this case of Rava, kevin de beinna de afka. But since here at the time that you took out the object, it was only half a grogeres lohava beishira achila. This was not enough to make you chayev if you went to eat it. Maybe you shouldn't be chayav here, because even though it ended up being the shir achila, it ended up being a grogeres at the time that you picked it up. If you would have done it for the purpose of achila, it would not have been chayav. And now in the end that you changed your mind and decided you wanted it to be for achila, maybe you would not be chayav. So maybe we can say that lo chayav, you're not going to be chayav in such a situation. Odilma, or we can say kevin deilu ishtig velo chashiv lele, or we can say since if you just remained silent and just kept your mouth shut and really always wanted to use it for planting, bechayav amachshava d'zriya, you would have certainly been chayav for the intent to plant. Hashtanami mechayav. So to here, you should also be chayav, because had you not ever changed your mind, you still would have been chayav. So you're going to be chayav the whole time anyway. Now that you changed to achila and it happens to be a grogeres, okay, so you're also going to be chayav. Now the Gemara continues and says, "V'im timtei lomar, and if you're going to tell me kevin di ilu ishtig v'lo chashiv alei mechayev amachshava d'zriya hashtanami mechayev, if you're going to tell me that you're going to be chayev because if you would have just shut your mouth and not changed from zriya to achila, you would have been chayev for the amount for zriya the entire time. So now, even though you did change your mind and you did change what you wanted to do into achila, and it happens to be the right shear, of course you're still going to stay chayev. So if you would take the second side of that other question, the previous question, so what happens in the following case? Hotzi k'grogeres l'achila. Let's say you took out enough for food, so you took out a grogeres meaning to eat it, bitsamka, and then in the middle of the transfer, it shriveled up and shrank in its size, and then you changed your mind to go ahead and say that I'm going to plant it, so now it's the enough for planting, but it would not be enough for eating. So mahu, what would be the halacha in such a situation? If you're going to follow the same logic that if you would have just been quiet, then you'd be chayev, over here, if you would have just been quiet and not changed to zriya, then you'd be pater, because now it's less than the amount that you're chayev for food. So hacha, vadai ki yishtik, so do we say that over here, since if you would have been quiet, amachshava kamaisa lo mechayev, if you would have just stayed with your original intent to eat it, it's now less than a grogeres, and you're going to be pater. O Dilma, or do we say basar hashtaz linanu mechayev? That no, we go by what it is right now, and since right now you decided to change to planting, so even though it's less than a grogeres, you're going to be chayev, because that's more than enough than you need in order to be chayev for planting. Now Rava extends this question one last step. Im timtzi lomar, if you're going to say basar hashtaz linanu mechayev, that we're going to go by your current intent, and you said that you're going to be doing it for planting, so you're going to be chayev. So what happens in the following case? Hoti ki grogeres la'achila. Let's say you took out the right amount for food in order to be chayev, a grogeres, v'tsamka, and then it shrank in the middle, v'chazer v'tavcha, but then it swelled up again and became the right shear again, and you kept your intent for food the entire time. So mahu, what's the halacha in that situation? Yish dichoy linyan Shabbos, o in dichoy linyan Shabbos? Is there dichoy for Shabbos or not? What does this mean? So in another context, this is used in terms of like karbonos. So let's say you have a karbon that's kasher, becomes pasul, and then becomes kasher again. So we say the halacha is over there that since it became pasul in the middle, it no longer can be used. Even though now it's kosher, there's what's called dichoy, which means that it's no longer usable. So does this principle apply to Shabbos as well? So you're right. In the beginning and the end, it was the correct amount. But since in the middle it was messed up, maybe the whole thing's messed up altogether. So take you, the Gemara leaves this as a question. So let's stop here. This is Daf Tzadi Aleph Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.